to the podcast, Keep It Simple. Join our hosts, Tom LeComp and Gavin Durson, as they discuss the joys and challenges of being the simple church in a complex world.
Hey, this is Gavin Durson.
Hey, this is Tom LeComp.
And welcome back to the Keep It Simple podcast. We are a podcast devoted to helping encourage anyone out there who is interested in following Jesus Christ, following Him, being a part of His family outside of the traditional church walls and structures that that are pretty common here in North America. So if you found us, hope you'll listen and be encouraged and maybe challenged a bit. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, we've been out of the studio for, maybe 2 months, so it's good to be back in the studio recording. And Gavin, what in the world's been going on in your life?
Well, first thing is, if you've been listening, you know, we've been replaying some talks from the Simple Church Conference last year with that we hosted. And we kind of did that in-house, Tom and I, and a few local folks. This year we're going back to bringing in some outside folks to encourage us. Tony and Felicity Dale, you may have heard about that. We'll be having that conference August 29th and 30th. So I've been working on that and getting that ready.
Where's that going to be?
That's going to be in Lexington, Kentucky.
Awesome.
And hopeful that all of you guys can make your way here. It's coming up on us quick, couple months away, a little less than a couple months away now. And we really hope that you guys might be able to join us. So been working on that. But on a personal note, it's been a busy summer. I don't know if you five kids. I have five children, and we've got an 11-year-old, a 7-year-old, 9-year-old, 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. And we've been having birthday parties, summer camps, lawn mowing businesses started. My son's recently decided he's going to try to buy old Nintendo games and sell them on eBay. So that's been a learning experience for him. So we've been kind of running around doing all kinds of stuff, visiting family. Going to be visiting some more friends and family next week. So it's just been one of those kinds of summers. But there have been a lot of really cool and exciting things happening as well. And look forward to sharing maybe a few of those. How about you, Tom?
Well, it's been an interesting couple of months for me. My dad recently passed away. He was 83 years old and went to be with the Lord on June 16th. And it was a sad time, but at the same time, it was kind of a bittersweet, joyous time. You know, as any funeral or celebration is more like it. We did celebrate, you know, his passing and his being with Jesus.
Yeah.
My mom passed away 2 years ago, and it was a similar situation. You know, they were both, you know, very, very old and in poor health, and they both wanted to go and be with Jesus. So, you know, while we're mourning, you know, they're dancing and celebrating, and so it was just a good time to be with family and a good time for the church to step up and just really minister. Sometimes it just feels good to be ministered to, you know, after all the ministry that we do. And it does. It feels good to be comforted. And, you know, that's part of Scripture, comfort one another. One of the coolest things was, you know, I mentioned it many times that Bonnie and I were involved in international student ministry. And we had some of our international students actually come to the funeral and come to the funeral home. You know, they didn't really know my dad, but they did it for us. They did it for Bonnie and I. And, you know, these people may or may not be believers, but, you know, they came and to support. And that really kind of, you know, just showed us that, you know, what we're doing with these students is good and valid. And it was just kind of a bonus, I guess, for us that we received comfort from our students.
Yeah. So, yeah, they gave back to you when you're normally the one thinking of giving to them.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's
and
awesome.
It really touched our lives. So
that's awesome.
I hope we're touching their lives.
You know, I think, as I kind of think about Simple Church and sort of what is happening here, I'm always kind of thinking about that sort of from two lenses. I mean, my position and seat is sometimes a little different in that there's the community of the Simple Church community that I'm directly involved, that me and my family are involved in, If you're new to the podcast, we meet at a skate park. It's kind of, we kind of brought church to the skate community, and now there's this simple church that's formed within that group. And we kind of call it, it's kind of adopted the name of Skate Church, but it's a simple type church that just happens to meet at a skate park, usually if it's not raining. So I think about that and what God's doing there, and there's a lot of neat things. And I also think about the other hat I wear, which is more of on a broader sense of as a simple church planter, someone who's, I'm trying to help others start simple church communities and encourage them and give whatever encouragement and help I can, which is sometimes not a lot. But, you know, there's so, I think about that broader picture, but then also the more like personal local picture. And there's been neat things happening in my life with regards to both of those kind of areas. And I recently, this past weekend, was really blessed to be able to do a wedding for a couple that I met through Skate Church and skateboarding, and that was the common interest. They've been a part of the community some, not a ton yet, but through that we started meeting regularly, me and this gentleman, and for the last couple of years we've been having lunch pretty regularly, and that was just a really cool thing to actually do the wedding for he and his bride, and they're both growing in their faith. And it's sort of interesting because they were actually already married when I did the wedding this weekend, which was the first time that ever happened. And it was really awesome because they both put this wedding party on for themselves. They decided to get married several months ago because of some logistical type issues, and they didn't want to live together and not be married. So they went ahead and did the courthouse wedding. But I was really proud of them that they actually stayed with doing the wedding, and you know, it was because they wanted their friends and family to come, and many of whom were not believers. They wanted them to be there to realize and see that their wedding is about more than just a piece of paperwork, that they really wanted to have a Christ-centered marriage and a wedding, and we got to share the gospel through that, and people got to see it. And it would have been so easy for this couple to just forget it, you know, save their money. They were already married and just move on. But they went ahead and really made this wedding happen. And it was a big step of faith for them. And that was a real blessing. That was a really encouragement to me. And we've been in a real interesting season of weddings. It's kind of a funny thing is that I've been involved in helping about everyone who has anything to do with skateboarding at the skate shop in town that's getting married, which is not a lot of those people, but the ones that are, it seems like we've been able to be involved with it. And that's been really one of the biggest blessings of my last couple of years, is to really, you know, to be a part of really make disciple making with couples. And me and my wife get to be a part of that, and, you know, to help people go through one of the most important days of their lives is when they make a vow to each other and to God to be committed to one another and to become one flesh. And it just brings up so many great conversations and so many important conversations to have. I've been really grateful for that. And there's another young couple that was married earlier this year in North Carolina. They live here now, but they're getting ready to start. We're really praying that God's going to use them. They moved near a new skate park in town, and they're hoping to start a new skate church community there in the next few months. So we're just praying about that. We don't really know, you know, you'd think we'd know exactly how to do that since that's my job, but it's just a listening to God and doing what He says. And we're kind of waiting right now to figure out exactly what that is. But I'm really excited about that possibility, and I'm excited for them to take on this leadership role and do that.
Cool. I'm just wondering if you mentioned it was your job. I wonder if, you know, doing the Lord's work can actually be, a job. It's more like we're along for the ride, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
God's going to do what He's going to do, and we're along for the ride. And
yeah,
sometimes we get to see amazing things.
It's a privilege. It's a blessing. It's not a job in the sense of it's not a job in the sense of the way the world thinks of a job, that's for sure. It's a sense of which, you know, living out the works that God has prepared for us in advance to do.
Better than a job.
Yeah. Job has a very negative connotation. But, yeah, you know, it's been really neat. And there's, on the broader sense of things, I've really, There's a young couple in Frankfort, Kentucky, a couple up near you, which I'm really excited for you to meet. He's probably listening to this podcast, but we have some folks up there that I've been able to connect with over the last couple months as you've been going through your family things there, Tom, and I'm excited. There's a young man and his God's really stirring his heart right here in Lexington, who used to be a football coach, a friend of mine from when I worked for FCA, and he and his wife are about to start, and they're going to give it a shot, you know, start a simple church type thing in their home, and it's been a joy to meet with him and kind of getting to watch from, you know, somewhat of a distance, but sometimes more closely than others, but getting to see what God's doing in these folks' lives and the potential there, you know, the potential of seeing disciples made and new communities formed where Jesus is, he is glorified in a really awesome and different and clear way, you know, to the world. It's just exciting. And that's what Simple Church to me is all about. It's about helping people just live out the Great Commission and do it in a simple, reproducible way that is free from a lot of the obstacles, I think, that a lot of times we think of whenever we think about a church or starting a church. So it's really cool. You just had a conversation with a guy at a swimming pool here the other day, and this is the kind of stuff, Tom, I know you probably hear these things, and it was so cool. I'm really looking forward to meeting with this guy in the next couple of days. But he essentially described to me he said I became a Christian. I was living with my roommates. I shared Christ with them, and I baptized them. And we decided we were going to start meeting in our home, in our apartment on Sunday nights to talk about the Bible and talk about Jesus. And we've invited some of our friends to do that. And I'm like, man, you just started a simple church. Like, you're starting a simple church and you don't even realize it, you know? And so I was able to share with him kind of what we're about, and he was blown away and encouraged. He's like, oh man, he's like, I'd come into that conference, you know? He's like, this is awesome. I didn't know that people were doing this. And it's amazing to me that, you know, I live in this world where this is just normal to me, but I forget that for a lot of folks, like, they're surprised that people actually do this kind of thing and think of church in this way. So it was really encouraging to him and encouraging to me, and a great reminder to me that God is just putting this in the hearts of people, even though they may not have heard of the Keep It Simple podcast or Simple Church writings, books, whatever you have it, you know, people that have been doing this for years. And so it's really cool. And,
yeah, they're just living the Christian life.
Yeah.
And, if it's part of your lifestyle, then it's not a job. It's obviously it's just who you are because of who you are in Christ. It's Christ living out in through you, and you do have to make some effort, but it's not like you're making effort.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah,
you're just kind of living that life.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking, oh, today I need to plant this church or see this person or go to this meeting, you're living out your life, and I really think this is how the early church, you know, within 20 years of the resurrection, how they turned the world upside down. I mean, they just lived the life, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't think of it as a job or vocation. They just thought, this is how I'm going to live for Christ, and they influenced everyone around them and changed the whole world. Changed the Roman Empire, changed everything.
Yeah. I'll tell you on a personal note too, and I, you know, this is kind of, you know, I would just say, for whatever reason, maybe someone else is kind of feeling this way too, and just not to try to put on a front that makes people think that I'm something I'm not. I would say, with all of that being said, all of that wonderful stuff, and Jesus certainly has like been working, and I've experienced His presence and experiencing Him doing things. At the same time, I'd probably be lying if I didn't say, man, I feel like I've been in a little bit, been working through a little bit of a funk spiritually, you know, just kind of running a lot of different directions. A lot of it's been the summer schedule and, you know, finding I'm not reading my Bible as much as I would like to. I'm not reading. I've kind of been picking up a lot. My wife has been reading a lot of books, and she's been reading to me at night, and I've been kind of soaking that up. And I really would just like, man, I'd really keep telling myself, I'm going to read that book myself. That's just encouraging. I would love to, but, you know, I don't know. It's just kind of one of those things. So that's something that I'm praying about and asking folks to pray for me about. So I think it'll be, you know, it's just a seasonal type thing.
Pray for me too, because my reading and praying is diminished.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And, it, you know, you can become legalistic about those things and whatnot, but I just know for me, like, I feel like my life clicks. It seems to flow. It seems to make the most sense. And it seems to, you know, the cool thing about Simple Church is that if you come there and you don't really have something to give, like, God, you know, there's not an overflow of, like, what God's doing in your life or... And I've had several great testimonies, but as far as like things from the Word, like you kind of, it's kind of convicting because you're like, man, I could make something up right now and share with people today at Simple Church, or I could just say nothing, which is probably what I use it, what I should do, because if I don't really have anything, I don't want to try to pretend that God's like told me some great thing this week, or I've read something in the Bible that's been awesome when I haven't really maybe had that experience, you know? So that's the good thing about Simple Church. It's the hard thing about it too, but it's also, you know, I know for me, my life seems to click the most, and life seems to, my relationship with God seems to make the most sense if I'm really making that time to spend with Him every day. And when I'm not, you know, it's not that life falls apart or that something bad's going to happen to me today because I didn't read the Bible. But at the same time, it's like, I want to read the Bible more. I want to know the Word more. I want to soak it up more. I want it to be in me more. And, you know, a lot of times I feel like, Paul, why is it I find myself, you know, not doing the things I want to do and doing the things I don't want to do, you know? So, but that's just probably, I guess, kind of an honest thing. And,
It's a relationship. And, you know, I'll use an example from my own life. You know, if I just started blowing off Bonnie and not talking to her or not spending time with her every day, you know, what kind of relationship would that be? What kind of marriage would that be? And it's kind of the same thing. I mean, we're in a relationship with the God of the universe, and, you know, why wouldn't we want to spend time each day? Why wouldn't we want to read the Bible and just try to figure out things? And, you know, and yet we don't. And we get lazy or we get busy, and It's sad. So
yeah.
That's my dilemma as well. So
yeah,
pray for both of us.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm kind of part of it too. Is I've been sort of someone in the middle. We've talked about on this podcast kind of the life transformation group idea that Neil Cole mm-hmm. has written about, and I really like that idea. Or that, I guess it's more of a framework for thinking about. What does it practically look like to be involved in a disciple-making relationship that's reproducible, that really puts Jesus at the center of it, not a person or a book or an extra book other than the Bible? And, you know, I've been kind of in the middle of that. I had a guy I was doing that with, and he kind of went a different direction, and then I've been approaching a few folks about entering into that. And, you know, for me, I think that's something that I'm really... Summer's kind of crazy for folks. People are coming and going, but I'm really looking forward to get back really regular and doing a life transformation group with another guy in town. So,
yeah,
it'll be good. But on another crazy note, one thing I've been doing, Tom, which I know you're going to be really excited about, is that I've been really working on a new rap album. I got my new rap album coming
awesome.
Out in a few weeks. So, Inside Joke. It's going to be called Move. That's my album title. So I'm sure by the time this podcast is released, that thing will probably already be like top 10 iTunes and all
that
kind of stuff.
You are my pop idol.
Yeah. So it's not pop though, man. This is real. This is keeping it real.
It's
true to the street. Streets.
It's street cred. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir. But yeah.
If you could see Gavin and just try to imagine him as a hip hop artist, I don't know if you could.
Oh, dude, I'm blowing people's minds. But yeah, I'm blowing people's minds. So, but you know,
need some more bling, maybe.
Yeah, and I'm keeping it real. I'm not keeping it. I'm just trying to keep it real, keeping it true to the streets of Lexington. But,
well, it's cool that you're so creative.
Well, I do enjoy it. It's kind of started as a joke and it's continued to be a joke. Although I have written some funnier songs, kind of just for camps and different things I've worked with over the years. This one's not so much for camps as it is just randomness. But there's actually a couple songs I'm pretty excited about because I got some people that really are musicians to help me with it. And we're doing a cover of an A.B. Simpson hymn called Once It Was the Blessing. We're going to rap style that up, and that's pretty good. So, but anyways, I want to encourage everybody to make it out to the conference if you can. It's going to be wonderful, and really look forward to seeing you there. Who knows, maybe we'll have to bust out a rap at the conference.
You go ahead, man. I'll be watching.
So,
yeah.
And if you could, keep it SimpleChurchAlliance.com. You can register for that. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. What's going on in your life, you know? What are some personal updates that you're going through? I know some of you we have heard from, you're kind of out there, and this is maybe some of the only input you're getting from folks who are doing this type of thing. We'd love to know how we can pray for you. We'd love to know how we can encourage you. We come visit you if you can't come to the conference and meet us here. We'll come to you. So we'd love to do that.
Yeah. We look forward to seeing you and just kind of hang out with us and figure out what all this is about and see the beautiful area of Central Kentucky.
Well, that's it for this episode. We'll catch you on the next Keep It Simple podcast. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back and look forward to seeing you.
Yep. See ya.
Hey, everybody. This is Gavin Durson.
Hey, and this is Tom LeCompte, and you're on the podcast Keep It Simple.
And we want to tell you guys about something we're really excited about. We want to encourage you and any of your friends, family that are interested in talking about the things we like to talk about on this podcast to really make an effort to join us August the 29th and August the 30th here in just a couple of months away now in Lexington, Kentucky for our fourth annual Simple Church Conference. And this year we're really excited to be welcoming back. They came the first year we had the conference, Tony and Felicity Dale, and they're going to be joining us here in Lexington. And it's going to be an awesome weekend. We think that you really will be blessed if you can come. My hope and prayer is that, you know, we want to let people know that you're not alone. And even connecting on a podcast is great, but there's no replacement for meeting some of the people that are also doing this sort of thing. And we really want to encourage you to come if you can.
So we're asking if you want to come, if you're living in Kentucky or Tennessee or Ohio or Indiana, or if you're living anywhere that you can get to us, just come and hang out with us for a couple of days. Enjoy some good food and some great conversations, some good teaching, some good discussion, and just some fellowship in the Lord and some good worship. I think you'll enjoy it. And it's a deal, $25 for the conference. You just have to get here and have a hotel if you want, sleep in your car, sleep in your home, whatever.
Yeah, so you guys can go online to SimpleChurchAlliance.com. That's SimpleChurchAlliance.com. Check that out. There's a conference tab. Click it. All the info's there. We'll get started on Saturday morning, August 29th, about 9 a.m. So if you're coming from a long distance, you might want to plan to come in on Friday night. We'll wrap up on Sunday the 30th around lunchtime, right before lunch. So we're really, really looking forward to meeting some of you guys, being and seeing you there. Hope that you'll check that out. There's a lot more information on the website, keepitsimplepodcast.com. We'll have those up there as well. But simplechurchalliance.com, you can register and pay, and we'll get you signed up. And there's links for hotels in the area if you're coming from out of town. So I hope you can make it August the 29th and the 30th, 2015, Lexington, Kentucky. Simple Church Conference, hope you can be there.
You've been listening to Keep It Simple, a podcast dedicated to the idea of being the church in simple ways. Find us on the web at keepitsimplepodcast.com. That's keepitsimplepodcast.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Keep It Simple, a Simple Church Podcast, or you can find us on iTunes. We welcome your feedback and your prayers.